Hello and welcome. My name is Dan and I will be your audio operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the FINCANA Update and Portfolio Investee Company Presentations. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. If you should need assistance during the call, please press star zero on your telephone keypad and an operator will come on the line to assist you. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Enrico Hercheck, CEO and Director of FINCANA. Please go ahead.
Thank you, and thank you everyone for taking the time for our FINCANA web conference call today. My name is Enrico Hercheck. I'm the CEO and Director of FINCANA Capital. Last week, we held an investor event in Vancouver that was both well-attended and well-received. And today's call is to give the same opportunity for those who could not attend. We have a disclaimer here, and I will be making some forward-looking information and statements, so please have a look at this and have a read that's also available on our website. The schedule to today for the web conference call will last about 20 minutes and will include a presentation on FINCANA and each of FINCANA's portfolio companies. We also have a very special guest, Mike Koner, who is the president and chairman of Easy Green Compliance, which is one of our investee companies. And Mike will give a more detailed presentation on Easy Green. After Mike's presentation, we will have a Q&A session as time permits. We have asked for questions to be submitted in advance and have done our best to incorporate some of these in the presentation. And we will do our best to answer as many additional questions as we can. If we did not answer yours or you have any follow-up questions, please contact us at info@fincanacapital.com, and the address is also on our website. Now, I'm going to provide you with a brief update on FINCANA. FINCANA is a royalty financing company which essentially earns a percentage of total top-line revenues of its investee companies in perpetuity. And FINCANA is focused on the U.S. licensed cannabis market, which is approximately 10 times the size of all of Canada. We are building a diversified portfolio across various verticals in the U.S. cannabis sector, including extraction, manufacturing, software, and compliance. As an early entrant, we have developed a very strong network in the U.S. and access to excellent additional opportunities. We're also very well positioned to participate in any future large-scale market appreciation in the U.S. It has not yet happened in the U.S., but it certainly has in Canada, and in a big way. I would also like to take this opportunity to comment on our share price performance to date, which has been disappointing. In our view, this does not reflect the tremendous value being created in our royalty portfolio. We currently have three investments that are funded, and we believe we'll begin producing a rewarding royalty income stream in 2019. We do not need to raise cash and have approximately $4 million U.S. dollars of non-dilutive cash expected in 2 to 3 months from the early loan repayment from one of our investees, which I will discuss a little later. And this cash can be used to fund additional investments. We also have an exceptional network and pipeline of excellent investment-ready opportunities, including ones that are already in revenue and profitable, so would be immediately revenue accretive for FINCANA. We believe we represent great value for investors looking to participate in the U.S. licensed cannabis sector. FINCANA has an important advantage over other publicly traded companies that are operating only in one sector or subsector. Being a FINCANA shareholder gives you the advantage of ownership in a diversified portfolio of privately owned U.S. companies that we believe have a great opportunity to be leaders in their respective verticals. I should note that the companies that we have invested in are private, which most investors would not have the opportunity to invest in directly. And by owning FINCANA, you also have all the benefits of a public company, including transparency and liquidity. So we really offer the best of both worlds. By owning a publicly traded company that provides you with indirect investment into a diversified portfolio of top-tier U.S. private companies. And we will continue to work diligently to build a real and profitable company and deliver superior value to our very deserving shareholders. And we believe the success of our investment portfolio will be positively reflected in our share price. Now, I would like to discuss our portfolio investee companies, starting with Cultivation Technologies, Inc. So we had very big news last week announcing our restructured agreement with CTI. I should note that this restructuring was driven by rapid changes in the licensed cannabis industry in California, which went legal on January 1st. There are two major market changes that particularly affect CTI. The first being wholesale flower prices, which have dropped drastically from about $2,000 a pound and higher to current pricing as low as $600 a pound. The second major change is consumer demand, which is transitioning much faster than anticipated from smoking flower to consuming manufactured products. And biomass for extraction can be acquired now for as low as $35 a pound. Now, CTI originally planned to build a campus at Coachella that would include large indoor cultivation as well as an extraction manufacturing facility. As a result of the changing market and the new reality of low flower pricing and consumer switch to extracted products, CTI has decided to refocus its operations from flower cultivation to extraction, manufacturing, and brand development. We understand and support CTI's decision to change its focus. Now, what does this mean for Fincana? So CTI has sold its Coachella property in escrow for $4 million U.S., which is expected to close in December or January, with a total net proceeds of approximately $3.9 million U.S. dollars to go to Fincana as a partial early repayment of the $6 million loan to Fincana. When we receive the land sale proceeds, we will convert the remaining balance of the loan to an overriding royalty of 3.44% on all of CTI's projects. CTI is permitted to continue operating its interim extraction operation at Coachella through June 2019, and Fincana will continue to earn 50% of the profits from this operation. CTI plans to transition these operations to a permanent extraction facility close by in Palm Desert that it already owns. Now, I've received a number of questions on why is this a big win for Fincana shareholders, and very happy to answer that. First of all, for Fincana to earn a royalty on the previously planned Coachella campus, Fincana would have had to fund an additional $8.1 million U.S. dollars to CTI for a royalty that was project-specific and only covered revenues from that facility and not on any of other CTI's projects. Secondly, the Coachella campus was expected to take approximately 10 months to build, plus an additional 3 to 6 months for ramp-up, cultivation, and the first harvest, and consequently our first royalty. And that assumes that wholesale prices that far in the future would allow the facility to be profitable. And knowing what we know now, that is a difficult assumption to make. So instead of having to spend an additional $8 million U.S. dollars to potentially earn a royalty a year to a year and a half from now on only one of CTI's projects, we will now be receiving close to $4 million U.S. and keeping an overriding royalty on everything CTI does. And we can use that $4 million of non-dilutive capital to fund other attractive deals, allowing us to expand and diversify our portfolio, and some of the potential investments we are already operating are in revenue and profitable, so would be immediately revenue accretive to Fincana. So this restructuring is a smart move for CTI and a very big win for Fincana shareholders. Now I would like to talk about our second investee, Refined Resin. Refined Resin is a white-label cannabis manufacturer located in Oakland, California. Its co-founders are true cannabis industry experts and have deep experience and relationships in the space. And these relationships are a very important strength. They looked at all sides of the cannabis market and decided to focus on extraction and manufacturing because of their expertise in this sector, and they could see a clear growing trend in the market towards manufactured products, which include vape pens, edibles, and beverages. Refined Resin is creating an industrial approach to cannabis manufacturing, which will enable high volume, low cost, consistent product, which solves a big need in the market. This big need is validated by the purchase orders that Refined Resin received, and we recently announced showing over $10 million in potential annual revenue with the likelihood of very significant upside. Refined Resin is also creating a very flexible manufacturing approach, which can enable multiple types of extraction, including THC distillate and full spectrum extract. Their facility in Oakland is expected to be fully operational by early 2019, and under our royalty agreement, we would earn royalties equivalent to 11.75% of the first $160 million of annual sales. We are very confident in this team and their path towards success. Now I would like to turn it over to our very special guest, Mike Kohner, the president and chairman of Easy Green Compliance, which is one of our investee companies. Mike will give a more detailed presentation on Easy Green, and afterwards we'll be open for some Q&A as time permits. Please take it away, Mike.
Enrico, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Wonderful. And thanks for everybody for joining on the call today. I appreciate the opportunity to share what we are working on in the U.S. market. My name is Mike Kohner. I'm the founder and chairman of Easy Green Compliance. And I'm going to take the next 10 minutes to tell you a little bit about our company, and I'd like to do that by discussing the market share. So we are a point-of-sale software that is available to licensed and legal dispensaries in the United States. And the reason why we built this product is because we saw a gap in the market. And the gap is in the way in which technology supports the data sets that are important to running the whole cannabis industry. There are three data sets out there. The first data set manages the plant, and it's called seed to sale, and it tracks the plant from when it is sold, when it is dried, extracted, packaged, lab tested, distributed to a retailer, and then sold to a customer, either in-store or at-home delivery. And the whole reason it needs to be tracked is so that you can reverse engineer any product to the batch and lot number from where it came in the event that you need a recall because there's something damaging in there. The second data set that is extremely important in this industry is the database around the patient information. That is both personal information around medical records and their age and their location and what they're purchasing, as well as the metadata that helps you understand why they're making purchase decisions, because we can look at 10 different categories that they clicked on to determine what they're going to purchase that day. The third data set that is important in this industry is the revenue and taxation data set, because that is what the government or the local state in the U.S. that allows us to do dispensing understands what they're going to make, because everything in this market is taxed. And medical is taxed lower than adult for the states that allow both, but it's all about taxation. And so we, as data scientists, work on a product to make it easy for folks to be able to protect but also analyze those three data sets. So about the company, Easy Green was founded by and is currently supported by Automated Healthcare Solutions, a private software company in the United States that's the largest point-of-care dispensing software for the pharmaceutical industry. And it's important because it allows physicians to give their patients medication prescriptions without sending them to big pharmaceutical CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart chains, which is how they legally charge you more money. So it's a better experience for a caregiver. This company has been around for 16 years, over 3,500 dispensaries across the U.S. currently supported, and most importantly, no data outages or breaches. It's also done over 3.5 million transactions. It maintains a database of over 100 million patient profiles and has dispensed over $1 billion. The most important statistic on the screen is not the revenue, but it is the million-plus patient profiles, because any patient data breach in the United States costs between $5,000 and $50,000, depending on the severity of the breach and depending on how you do or do not report it. So essentially, our value prop is enterprise compliance solution for a dispensary. There is no cost in terms of a monthly maintenance fee or a data analytics fee as there are with other seed-to-sale point-of-sale companies, because we do a direct revenue charge per transaction to the end user, and the dispensary shares in that fee. And finally, we have built out real-time data analytics, and we're going to talk about that in our next slide because it's very important to the folks in this industry. So what makes Easy Green different from everybody else in the market? The largest point of sales in the industry are failing, which means the application's going down, they're losing data, or they're asking people to record the transactions in a way that breaches patients' information. We've identified six common breaches by studying cannabis dispensaries across the United States. and we find that the folks that are newer in the East Coast come in under HIPAA guidelines and medical base, so they're a little more controlled, but they're still looking to find a product that can protect them. So how do we solve that issue? First off, we provide an encrypted offsite database of your information. We never store patient info on a local server, and we give you multiple copies of that data across different cloud solutions. So in the event that there's an outage, your application doesn't go down and the system automatically fails over. One of the other main reasons that we see folks in the point-of-sale business having a terrible time is because if your seat-to-sale, which is tracking the plant, goes down, it's a B2B solution, and it's not going to be something that is going to be that big of a deal in terms of your customer. But if you're a B2C solution and the consumers go into a dispensary and are told to leave or are told that they're going to have to write down their personal information on a piece of paper, it always creates a press release in a bad way for that company. So there's a tremendous amount of anxiety in this space. And coming from pharmaceutical, we can't afford to have downtime because we have to make sure people aren't mixing or matching medicines. So we have an encrypted and redundant environment. One of the questions they asked me the other day was to compare, you know, EasyGreen versus some other point of sales out there and what makes us different. The big things at the top of the page that make us different is we are free to the dispensary. We provide custom business analytics. We customize the point of station workflows. We have baked in all the HIPAA and data security rules and regulations that you may need, and we've automated your taxation formularies. So why does that matter? Why is this big? Well, the market in the United States today is 5,200 dispensaries and counting, and that number may be growing by 30% or more year over year. So we've created a go-to-market strategy where we have lobbyists in four states, we have a national affiliate network, and we have product managers that work with folks that reach out to us. Where is the upside in this industry? What EasyGreen does that's a little bit different is because of our experience managing personal private patient information, we're able to compare the seat-to-sale data, the patient retail experiential data, and the purchasing data, which we can then share with state regulators like the state of New York that wants to compare and give recommendations from the medical cannabis market for their opioid diversion programs, as well as our ability to share this information with brands that are trying to understand and influence and predict what consumers in the cannabis markets are going to be spending next. Our initial rollout consists of four management companies, two in Colorado, one in Ohio, one in California. Each of those dispensaries, management companies have 20 to 35 dispensaries in their portfolio. Just to give you a market snapshot, there are 5,200 licensed dispensaries in the U.S. today. That's a $374 million market value at our positioning of $1 per transaction. Dispensaries average 200 transactions a day, which is around 6,000 transactions a month. And with our model, these dispensaries are going to grow, and we are going to grow with it because as a flexible solution, we're able to customize the other features that our clients ask for that the younger software companies aren't able to take an agile approach and quickly answer because they're on their first or second version of their product. We're on our 10th generation of a product that's been around for 16 years. So number one, we're not afraid of compliance, but number two, with an agile approach, we can quickly build out features that people ask us for, and that is why we are a game changer in the point of sale software compliance space or in the cannabis market in the U.S. And that's the end of my slides right now. And if you have any other questions, I welcome you to reach out to us directly or through the chat. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mike, for the presentation. Now, with the time we have left, we'll turn over to Q&A. We received a number of questions, and I thank you all for those who've submitted them. In the interest of time, we will not be able to answer them all, but feel free to contact us, and we will get back to you as soon as possible. First question here, and Mike, this is for you. What is an example of a custom feature you have developed for cannabis dispensaries?
Good question. So we come in from the compliance standpoint, ready to talk about protecting patient information and HIPAA, and dispensary managers say to us, that's really not my concern because nobody's told me about a data breach, and nobody is, they're more worried about price. So I said, great, so tell me what bothers you. And we're talking to a management company with 35 dispensaries that has to, at the end of the day, have the manager batch out all the revenue, send it in Excel sheet to a manager. The manager converts that to a CSV file and puts that data into a Google sheet and then sends that to their CPA, who hires a third-party taxation firm to validate those numbers. So you're talking about data entry four times over for just to find out how much they owe the state in taxes. And it's four times that someone can make a human error, throw off your numbers, and you could potentially draw a fine or a strike against your license. So because we heard their problem, we went in and we automated the taxation formularies with our custom BI analytics. So now anybody that types in the information, we can give them the data set pulled from the system without any extra data entry and change the screen for the end user. So what a manager sees is different than what an owner sees, is different than what a CFO sees, is different from what a CPA sees, and they can choose the data that's most important to them. And so that is now an AI function of our software. And we have now validated our formularies for this process with Hoban Law, which is a leading law firm in cannabis in the US, and Citrin Cooperman, a CPA firm, because we wanted to make sure we had third-party validation for experts in the industry on the strategy for our model.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Second question. This is related to CTI and Fincana, and I'll answer this one. Question is, I'm not sure I understand the CTI deal. It was initially to be a large, lucrative project. Has the market really changed that much? I should comment, we've had a number of questions that follow a similar theme to this, so let me dive in. First of all, yes, the market has changed significantly and faster than anticipated, and this change was most significant with respect to the price of flower, which has caused the repricing of all grow and cultivation operations in the state of California, the home of CTI's Coachella project. This change was also driven by changing consumer consumption habits away from the flower and towards branded and manufactured products that don't require the ultra-premium flower to produce. I can tell you I feel very fortunate that CTI was able to skillfully pivot away from a project that, looking at it now, would have had difficult economics, to one that provides Fincana with a return of $4 million U.S. in capital, an ongoing royalty in perpetuity on all their projects, including their current and future extraction businesses. Third question, this is for you, Mike. Does Easy Green have a solution for an adult use only retail location?
Yeah, we do, and that's an important one, and we always try to, and again, that's something in my messaging. I come from a medical background, but adult use market is very big and relevant. And the conception, the misconception of adult users is that they can go into a dispensary and be anonymous and buy what they want. And those days are over from a compliance standpoint. So what they must do is show and validate their ID and that they have a daily buying limit. So we can set in the system it is an anonymous adult transaction, but we can link the sale to that person's ID so that the system will alert you if they come back in later that day and try to buy over whatever the state has regulated their daily allotment for adult use consumption may be, so that you don't run the risk of over, it's called smurfing, over letting people come back in over and over and going over their allotment, which is going to be a big problem in the future. And so we have a common fix for it now. It's built into the software, it's automatic, and it's very easy to use. And it's because we're trying to let folks spend less time doing double data entry and trying to figure things out and just making it compliant so it's a simple tool and keeps them out of trouble.
Great. Thanks, Mike. We're at 25 minutes now, so we'll have time for one more question. Looking through here, I see a number of questions that are, when will we see royalty, real income from the investees? How do you plan to grow your portfolio of investee companies? What do you see as you close out the year and into 2019? What are the catalysts that will excite the market? I think what I'll do is I'll aggregate that, and the best way to answer that is to spend a couple of minutes talking about how we see the future. First of all, we're looking to a productive close to 2018. As mentioned earlier, we're expecting to receive approximately $4 million U.S. dollars, so we do not need additional cash. We have a very solid pipeline of quality projects that we would potentially invest in, thereby adding to our investment portfolio and expanding our royalty income potential. As we move into 2019, we expect that both Refined Resin and Easy Green, as you just heard, will move solidly into cash flow. Both of these businesses have significantly scalable potential, and we will be looking for signals, as will the market, that we are moving into that accelerated growth ramp period. I should note that as a royalty business, our income has essentially 100% margin, and it doesn't take much revenue for us to be profitable. 2018 was a year of building the platform, investing in top-tier businesses. And in summary, I think we've achieved that. And although there are no guarantees, we expect 2019 to be the year that these investments begin to create very nice returns for our investors as we continue to reinvest our capital and growth opportunities to the benefit of all shareholders. I'd like to thank everyone for attending. And once again, if I didn't answer your question or if you have any questions, I'm always available. There's the email and phone number on the website. And please feel free to contact me anytime. Any questions for Mike, feel free to feed them to us, and we will pass them on to him as well. Thanks, everyone, for your time.
This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.